Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're live at Competitive Edge. Strength and conditioning in Hermitage today as we open the new year. A lot of people going to the gym maybe for the first time or getting back into it.
And the thing is not knowing what to do.
Yes, which is my problem. So this could be good for me.
Yeah, so it's welcome in Ty Fischler. He's a trainer here at Competitive Edge, one of the best around. You got clients. Look, I come to this gym sometimes at 6 in the morning, you're here. I'll come back at 6 at night, you're here. Do you ever leave?
You know what, man? sometimes. and sometimes meaning that I have a chance to go home for maybe an hour and see my wife and kids and come back and do it again. But the other times, I'm here. I'm here all day. I'm back-to-back with sessions and clients all day and being here in the gym with everybody. But it's awesome. I mean, you're right. Some days I don't leave this place, but I love it every single day. And you hang out with a bunch of good people in here and you just have fun with it. You know, a lot of good people in here.
And my guess is you have clients from all walks of life that have been working out their whole life, and they're just looking for different advice maybe, and then you have people that have probably never picked up a weight and have no idea what to do.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you work with different types of people?
You know, it's I've been doing this for about 20 years now, and it's a trial and error. You learn over the years and through education and with the people that you get in front of, and it's learning. It's learning the techniques, and it's learning, just like you said, you got the people that come in here and they just need the accountability. They might know what's in the gym. They might know how to work out, but they need somebody in here waiting for them, right? And those people are walking a different line. They come in here and they work out really hard. And then, like you said too, then you got the other person that goes, I've never been in a gym. I've never had a personal trainer. This place scares me to death because I've never physically walked in a gym. So you kind of have to cater to that person just a little bit differently and get them comfortable in the gym. And then those are the people who are the fun people that you see, because then they kind of blossom. They come in here, they're scared. They're, oh, my gosh, there must be a bunch of muscle heads and meat heads in here. And they come in here and go, huh. it's not like that, right? And they come in here and they see the people that are just like them. And they see the people walking the same journey and the same walk and the friendships and stuff that are created like that. That's the fun part you get to see.
We've talked about this with you. I have with you a lot of times. Accountability, man. If you don't show up, you're calling.
Yeah.
You're calling.
Yeah, and that's the big thing I think that I've been known for over the years is that I just don't let you slip through the cracks.
Sure.
You know, if you don't show up for a session, two things happen, right? One thing is that you get a text or phone call going, hey, where are you at? You know, and then two, my big thing is trying to find somewhere else on my schedule to put that person, because I don't want that workout not to happen, right? The big thing is to get the person in here, to get the workout, to get the results, because that's the person that's going to change the development, and that keeps coming back, right? So, yeah, the accountability factor is what sets people in the gym, because that's what they want, right?
Yeah. It is. We're talking to Ty Fischler, one of the trainers here at Competitive Edge Strength and Training. Why do you like your job? Why do you like this gym?
The key word, it's not a job. Oh. Man, it's not a job. I think a job is something that you come to every day and you call the job. You call it I have to get up and I have to do the same thing and it's Groundhog's Day and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't work a day in my life, man. You know, I come in here, I hang out with a bunch of cool people. We run a fantastic gym here and the atmosphere. I get to hang out with cool clients all day long, you know, and everyone, like I said, is on a different journey. It's just fun, man. I love this place. I love what I do.
How many times do you run into somebody that, you know, the intimidation factor, but they come in and they think that, all right, I got to become Hulk Hogan. Like, I got to look like that. Whereas their realistic expectations are not to have a six pack and be just to get in shape and to look good for them. How do you kind of start that process of having a person think, hey, let's just get you to be what you can be?
You know, sometimes you do have that person that comes in and they're ready to bat 100, right? They're ready to come in and I want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger and I want to do this and I want 7 days a week and 13-hour days. Like, you kind of have to gear people in the right direction going, it doesn't just happen overnight, you know? And a lot of people think that there's some magic pill or there's some special workout routine that you can do to look like Arnold by tomorrow. And it's not like that. So it's just about catering to the reality of working out, of the steps and the baby steps that you have to do to get where we want to go, right? And getting people programmed into, there's three basic functions. There's your diet, and there's your cardio, and then there's your workouts, right? Once you kind of get all those things on the right track and doing them correctly, then we start pushing them. Then we start taking them to the next level. But sometimes you got to pump the brakes. You know, people come in here and they burn out, like the New Year's resolution people. I'm going to come in. I'm going to work out. It's 2024. I'm sore, and I don't come back. Right? We don't want that, right? We want to gradually go into this and slowly take baby steps and let people know, hey, you are going to be sore, but I'm going to see you tomorrow, right?
Sure.
And it's catering to everybody, you know, and pumping the brakes when you need to, going, you're not going to be Arnold tomorrow, maybe a year from now or six months from now, and just creating that reality. That's all it is.
And you've seen some amazing transformations. I mean, one of your clients, Nan, who walked in here, I mean, she'll admit overweight, vastly overweight.
Yeah.
You would not recognize her from day one to what she is now. But it's commitment, and it's a lot of you, Ty.
You know, it is, and it's learning that person, you know, and not just being your personal trainer. You know, it's becoming a friend. It's becoming, you know, that person that is always here waiting for you no matter what, you know. And when you get somebody committed like Nan, you know, it's fun. And you see the transformation, and other people see transformation. And I lost 100 pounds, and I went to the next step. And we went to a show, and we got her part of a competition. She did great during the competition. And seeing stuff like that, it creates that, you know, reality of people going, well, maybe I can do it, you know. And stories like that, I mean, who wouldn't want to be part of that, you know? It's fun to watch and be part of.
Ty Fischler is with us. Now, in you know, working with people here, have you found anybody that the Titans could call to fix the offensive line? Because you know, we're trying to help them out here.
I know you and I were just talking about that before we jumped on here. I wish. I'm getting ready to give them my number. I'm number 9. I've always been my – no. I wish we could, because I know, being a huge Titans fan, I know we've been in a position to where we could use some help. I would love to train somebody to give them to be their next superstar. But, you know, nobody in here right now. I wish yet. We're looking for the next one, right?
Somebody told me one time, it's like, you come here and do a great workout, everything, but you can't outrun a bad diet.
Ooh,
is that right?
That's correct. You know, I always say you always wear what you eat, right? You always wear what you eat, yeah. And you can't outrun a bad diet. You can come in here and be crazy in the gym and go superstar, but then when you leave these doors, it's all about what you do outside these doors. That's the other part of the journey. And you come in here and you see this person just killing it in the gym, but then you really look at it going, man, you ain't losing the weight, man. If not, you're looking bigger in all the wrong places. You can't outrun a bad diet, man. That's what it's all about. It's 95% of the game.
Right.
It's what you
right.
eat, how you eat, and then when you eat.
Are you still seeing the effects from COVID on people?
Yes,
as far as weight loss, not COVID itself, but just the people not going to the gym and putting on the COVID pounds and all that.
Yeah, I mean, somewhat, you know, and I hate to say this was more of an excuse, but I mean, you hear people from time to time that, you know, they get a little timid of, oh my gosh, well, it's still going around, or I don't want to get sick in the gym. But honestly, not a lot. Not a lot. And if I do hear it, I try to kind of –
well, not so much on that, but, like, I put on 20 pounds because I couldn't work out and all that, you know, because of COVID. And that was a great excuse. A lot of people, like, I didn't go – I mean, I put on weight. Chase put – we all put on weight during that. But, I mean, it's like I tell people, you didn't get overweight overnight, you know. I mean, so you got to make that commitment to get there and change your life.
Right, yeah. You know, sometimes I think people are still using that, but it's been long enough to where – it's hard for them to use that anymore. I mean, it's like you said, you don't put it down overnight. You don't put it on through the 9 weeks we were out of the gym. I mean, it's just something that it's not being heard of. I mean, you don't really say that anymore.
I want to be on the ending of one. I want to hear one of your phone calls if somebody doesn't show up, because I mean, you don't take it personal, but look, you're on this journey with them, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, if I'm sitting here waiting for you and I'm twiddling my thumbs and one, that no call, no show, it's the next session's not going to be pretty, you know. And I think a lot of people, they understand that. And it's because I want you here. I can't change and develop you if you're not actually here in the gym. You can't do anything by sitting on the seat of your couch.
Right.
You know.
Are you – you've been doing this stuff for a while. I mean, you're such a successful trainer and you got so many clients. Do you ever pinch yourself and, like, thank you, Lord?
Oh, my gosh. Every day. Every day when I see that success story walk through the door, every day when people generally and look at you and say, man, thank you, you know, and those are, that's like winning the lotto for me. You know,
that's
every
awesome.
Time I get something like that, it's just a reminder of going, I'm in the right place. God has me here doing this for number one reason, you know. And it's just I'm blessed every day. I mean, I get, like I said, I'm repeating myself. I hang out with such cool people.
Yeah, you do.
I got such
like
a,
him.
Yeah, like Joe. You know, I get to see him here, and he's killing it in the gym, and that's huge for me, you know. And when you see people be successful, it makes you successful.
Sure.
Right.
Ty, thank you, brother. Thank the world of you, man. Appreciate
Absolutely,
you.
Man. Appreciate you guys.
Ty Fischler joining us here at Competitive Edge. Appreciate him. Hey, right now, if you want to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Nashville Predators take on the Anaheim Ducks on January 9th at Bridgestone Arena, be caller number 5, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller number 5 will win that 4-pack of tickets to see the Preds and the Ducks at January 9th at Bridgestone Arena. Coming up next, we'll put a bow on things with celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.